How is the current tour doing?
I think it's doing real, real good. We started off up in the upper northeast and was doing a lot of sellouts. And we were real happy about that since, you know, not a lot of other people are out touring right now that are selling completely out, you know. So we're hoping we'll do as good in Tucson.
Right. And the Tucson date's coming up real soon here.
Well, I'm excited about it.
The last time you guys were here, you were opened up for, well, you didn't open up, but you were on the Heart Association thing with Fleetwood Mac. You remember that?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. I had a ball that day. Well, we all got some good-looking women out there.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
That is for sure. This is the first album that the Marshall Tucker Band has done on with Warner Brothers. And you feel like that was a change for the band to go in a different direction or to grow a little bit?
Right. I feel like it was a step up for us since we had worked with Warner Brothers people before. I think that, you know, we just knew them better than any of the other record companies that were kind of involved in the bidding for us, you know.
Right.
And it's nice to be bid for. I felt like I was on the block. It scared me a lot of it, you know.
Right.
When so many record companies are around. But, you know, we got pretty well continuous growth sales and stuff like that. But, you know, we just dumb musicians and having a good time being that way, you
right.
know.
How long has the band been together?
Since 1970, the first part of 1970, so that's almost 9 years there.
How many personnel changes have you had? Have you had a lot of bands, you know, being together that long, 9 years, is you can go through a lot of changes as far as personnel-wise. And
we haven't changed one person.
In 9 years?
Right.
Well, that's a feat in itself there.
I know. And most of us live here on one side of town, out in the, well, it's not in town really, it's out just a little bit further out of town. And we live all within about 4 miles of each other, the furthest person being 4 miles apart.
So you are pretty much together forever, right?
I guess so. That's kind of the way it was put to me.
Right.
We're real happy and content with each other because we all went to the same high school, in and out. Same, you know, basically, I feel it's the same story as a lot of people know, but most people don't know that our fans now that were our fans 8 years ago.
Right.
You know, or 3 years ago, most of them knew us as a whole nother band, and a lot of people think you change it, and you know they're really surprised when you say, "Well, we've been together for 9 years." Actually, a couple of us have been playing together for over 14 years.
Well, during the early days before the big time, so to speak, was there ever another name of the band? Like, you know, when you were playing the bars in the South?
For sure, yeah. We went under names like the Gillsman, the Toy Factory, oh, God, I can't even think. Tommy and I first started the band called The New Generation back in 63, I think, or 64.
Right. Well, being from the South, you know, I've been in a lot of those good old Southern bars.
Right.
And I was just wondering if there's one particular incident that might stick out in your mind about a bar down through there that you might have played in those early days that
yes.
you could relate to us.
They all stick out in my mind. Every one of them. The part that sticks out in my mind is where I landed and ended up the next morning. And, you know, the
right.
way, I guess.
Yeah, that's for sure. What's been the most successful Tucker Band LP for you?
So far it's been the Carolina Dreams album and the Searching for a Rainbow album.
Right. Right. A lot of the Marshall Tucker Band songs relate to the life of cowboys and horses. And is there any particular reason for this?
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, let's say Toy and Tommy are basically country-oriented. They, their dad, when they was about, well, Toy was just getting out of service. His dad first started raising horses, you know,
right.
and now Toy's taking it over and you know, he's got a big Arabian horse ranch, you
right.
know. And
where is that at?
That's here in Spartanburg, down in a place called Walnut Grove.
So the whole band is still pretty much located in the Spartanburg area, right?
Oh, the whole band, the road crew, and everybody. Everybody lives just about on that side of town,
right.
as a matter of fact.
Right. Well, that's great.
It's real comfortable.
Right. I got one last question for you. I'm sure you've been asked this at least 10,000 times, maybe even more, but it's a question that gets posed to us all the time. It is, there's no one in the band that has the name Marshall Tucker.
No.
Okay, now, I know there's a story behind that. So what is the story behind how you got the name the Marshall Tucker Band?
All right. I tell you, you heard me sigh. That is a question we
yeah,
asked many, many times. But hell, it's a, you know, I mean, everybody wants to know.
Right.
So I'll answer it. No, we were rehearsing in this basement of the hotel that was about to fall in. The front of it was a beer joint.
Right.
And the upper floor, one of the upper floors. So we found us, we needed a place to rehearse that we wouldn't drive everybody out. So this was in 1969, I believe. And
right.
So our early part of 70. So we had decided to give it one last shot. So we found this place to rehearse, and everybody turned their marshals on 10, and we was going to be a rock and roll band.
Right.
And we went into this place, and we practiced for about 8 months straight without playing a gig. And so people finally started coming by and hearing us, and, you know, from the fraternities and stuff and clubs, and started wanting to get us for gigs, right?
Right.
And so we didn't have a key to this place, and, you know, except for we just had a padlock that we bought ourselves and put on there. So we found we were cleaning the place up, and it was the same time that this guy came. It's kind of a long story, but this particular guy came down and offered us a gig, and so we figured we needed a name. And, you know, he said, I got to have a name to put out on the marquee. And we said, well, hell, we don't have a name. And so we just decided, well, we let him know in a couple of hours, since it was a club called The Ruins right around the corner. And then I think it was later The Whipping Post after the Allman Brothers got a little bit more famous. And really, everybody chased it according to what was appropriate.
Right, you got
it. And so we started cleaning up that night, just kicking stuff around and packing equipment up, because we knew we had to have in a couple of days we would be playing. So we was cleaning up. Somebody said, hell, I found a key here. And by finding that key, on the key was a tag that said Marshall Tucker. And we didn't even think who Marshall Tucker was, but we just figured it was some kind of sign.
Right.
And added an L to it and said, well, we'll just... you know, call it Marshall Tucker, as in Marshall Dillon. And,
right.
It's come a long way.
Well, I didn't know that. You know, I was told that, I don't know who told me this, but I was told there was a store in Spartanburg somewhere, like a general store,
uh-huh.
And the guy that owned the store was a guy by the name of Marshall Tucker.
Right. Well, Marshall Tucker is actually a blind piano tuner.
Is that right?
And here, well, he was in Spartanburg, but that used to be a place for him, the place where we were rehearsing.
Right, okay.
Was a place for him to come and, you know, to come in this story's junk, you
right,
know.
Right.
And so we found out about 6 months later or a year later that was actually a person, and he didn't mind us using his name, so we didn't mind using it, and it stuck with us the whole time. Of course, there is another story if you want
to
know.
I'd love to know.
Okay. There's a story that I was telling these guys one time, and I had them just eating out of my hand, man. It was great because we was all drunk. I was drunk. I don't usually drink, you know.
Sure. And you don't tell lies either, do you?
No, And Charlie's Angels don't either.
Uh-uh.
And so anyway, this was a live thing on the radio. We were sitting down there, just, you know, I want to learn one thing: is not to go to do an interview after we do a show,
right?
Because I'm buzzing,
right?
You know, I've just learned to, I better go back and mess around at the hotel or something,
right?
But I went to the radio station. I was sitting there, and he says, well, where did you get the name Marshall Tucker Band? I told him we was rehearsing one day, and the music was kind of loud, and it was hot outside, and this jogger come up, and his name was Marshall, and he was all tuckered out. And boy, except I made it last about 10 minutes.
Right.
And everybody was on the end of their seat, and people started calling up, and they said that's what we ought to stick with instead of the original one.
Well, it sure has been a good name for you. And,
yeah, it's
been real successful. And whenever you come to Tucson, we want you to do another interview, see, when you come to Tucson now. But I want you to do it before you go to the gig, okay?
Hey, don't worry, because, man, I get so laxed after the show. I feel like I have conquered the world. You know,
right.
You know how you feel when you, well.
Sure. You know, you've got 10,000 people with a lot of energy that's going in your direction.
And plus, we've got Climax Blues Band that's going to be there with us, too.
Right.
And, man, they're good.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We're getting a lot of response from our listeners about the band, wanting to know when they're coming into town and if we'll be doing interviews with them and this type of thing. So hopefully you'll have enough time to come up and visit with us for a little while that afternoon.
Well, if I don't, somebody else will.
All right, that sounds real good.
Because that'll be a good way to do it.
All righty. And we appreciate you giving us a call this morning.
Okay, man.
And be looking for you the first of the month, okay?
Hey, I'll keep an eye out for you.
All right.
See you later.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.